بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين، والصلاة والسلام على أشرف الأنبياء والمرسلين محمد رسول الله صلى الله عليه وآله وصحبه وسلم تسليما كثيرا كثيرا. فما بعد، my dear brothers and sisters, the beauty of living Islam is that it is the most influential thing on the face of the earth. It is the most powerful form of da'wah, and it is that which is closest to the sunnah of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And every time I hear a story of somebody who lives Islam or who lived Islam, I think to myself that that is what we all need to do. Actually live Islam, not just talk about Islam, live Islam. I want to tell you a couple of stories. There's a beautiful story about an experience of Sayyidina Abdullah bin Ja'far bin Abi Talib radiallahu anhum. Abdullah bin Ja'far bin Abi Talib was a tabi'i, son of Ja'far bin Abi Talib radiallahu anhu, who was the brother of Sayyidina Ali bin Abi Talib radiallahu anhu. Ja'far bin Abi Talib radiallahu anhu was a sahabi of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and he was one of the three commanders of the battalion that went to Mu'ta against the Romans, and he was one of the three who were martyred. Abdullah ibn Ja'far, who was his son, rahmatullah alayh, he says that once he was in Taif, where he went to check on one of his orchards, and he said that he walked around, checked and so on, and then he sat down under in the shade of a date palm quietly, and he couldn't be seen. I mean, he wasn't hiding, but he was hidden from general sight. And he said that he noticed in the next garden, next orchard, next to his, there was a slave man who was taking care of the garden. So he was the gardener and, you know, the watchman or whatever. So Abdullah bin Ja'far, rahmatullah, he says that I saw this man sit down under a tree to have his lunch. And he pulled out from his bag three loaves of bread. And he said at that time, a dog came. And his dog stood there in front of this man, looking at him intently. So this man threw one of the loaves of bread to the dog. He said the dog ate it up. And then he continued to look at the man. So the man threw the second loaf of bread to the dog. The dog ate that up, and yet it continued to look at the man. He said the man then threw the dog the third loaf of bread. Abdullah bin Ja'far, rahmatullah alayhi, he said, I was very intrigued. So he said, I went to the guy and asked him, who are you, and so on and so on. So he gave his name, he said, I'm a slave. And Abdullah bin Ja'far, rahmatullah alayhi, he's from Banu Hashim. He's a, you know, a very wealthy man, and he's very big leader, very influential, everything. So he asked this man, this slave man, he asked him, you just give away your, he said, what do you normally have for lunch? He said, these three loaves of bread. So he said, today you give this all the 3 loaves of bread you gave it to the dog. So what will you eat? He said, I won't eat anything. I'll go hungry. But he said, you know, I'm used to being hungry. It doesn't bother me. There's no hardship for me. So Abdullah bin Jafar, he said to him, why did you give this bread to the dog? The man said, yeah, Sayyidi, in our land, meaning in Taif, in that place, he said, we don't have any dogs. So obviously this dog came here from some far off place. Because we don't have dogs in this country. Country meaning he's not talking about some nation state. He's talking about, you know, that area. So he says, we don't have any dogs here. So this dog obviously came from some far off place. And he said, as you can see, there are the signs of hunger on this dog. You know, he's thin, he looks very hungry. And he came and he stood and looked at me. So I gave him all that I had. And as far as hunger is concerned, he says, it's okay, it doesn't bother me. Abdullah ibn Jafar, he said to the man, who is your owner and who does this garden belong to? So the man mentioned, so-and-so. He said, where does he live? We told him, he lives in that place. He showed him some place. Abdullah ibn Jafar, he went, he met that man, the owner of the slave and the garden, and he purchased the slave and the garden, and he came back and he gave those papers to the slave and he said to him, you are free. This is your freedom and this garden belongs to you. He gave him that. Now think about that. Here is a man who was kind to an animal, kind to a dog. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala liked that so much. That Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala put in the heart of Abdullah ibn Jafar to spend the money to free the man from slavery and also to give him that garden as the means of his sustenance for the rest of his life. This is the power of living Islam. And this is, of course, in addition to whatever reward that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will give to that man. Kindness to a dog. It doesn't matter whether it's a dog or a cat or a donkey or whatever. Everything is the makhluk of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala huwa ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. And He loves those who have rahmah. He loves those who have mercy. And that's why Rasulullah said, be merciful to those who live on the earth, and the one who is in the heavens will be merciful to you. Mercy is the central principle of Islam. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentioned in the Quran, Allah said, Allah has كَاتَبَ رَبُّكُمْ عَلَىٰ نَفْسِهِ الرَّحْمَةِ. Allah said, your Rabb has written for Himself rahmah, mercy. Rasulullah said, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's mercy is divided into 100 parts, one part of which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala sent into this world, because of which every mother is merciful to her baby. And all the signs of mercy you see in this world are the result of that one part, 100th of the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And he said, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, that the rest of it, the 9 parts of mercy, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has kept with Himself, and on the day of judgment, He will use that to forgive the sinners. We ask Allah to be among those who will be forgiven by Him, jalla jalalu. Not because we did something to be forgiven, but because so that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's mercy will become visible to the whole world and they can marvel at the magnificence of His mercy where He forgives even the worst of the sinners. Now, brothers and sisters, let us practice Islam. Not just listen to this story and go away. Now, go out and look for opportunities to be kind. Kind to creatures, kind to animals, to birds, to insects. kind to people, human beings. And remember, it doesn't matter who they are. It does not matter whether they are Muslim, non-Muslim. Makes no difference. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, His mercy extends to everyone. Allah is Rahmanur Rahim. Fi dunya wal akhirah. His Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is Rahmatul lil alameen. Rahmatul lil alameen. For everybody. And therefore we, the followers of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and those who worship Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, we must also be defined and described by our mercy towards everybody. وصلى الله على نبي الكريم وعلى آله وصحبه أجمعين برحمتك يا أرحم الراحمين.